Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is the Boop Show, episode 166 for Monday, February 26th, 2018. Rip. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Boop Show. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Dunaway. Hello.
Oh, hi, Erp.
Erp.
That's what you said. I'm just following form.
That's fine. I'm sure that you've been doing nothing but playing rhyme all week since we last talked, so that'll be fun today to talk about that.
I've been playing rhyme just like I promised.
I may or may not have started it yet.
I can almost guarantee I know the answer.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Well, that's all right, because here we are to do a new show. It's video game time, everybody. Let's talk about video games. It's Boop Show, 166. Good Lord, that's a big number. It's a nice big number. Before you know it, it'll be 200. It'll be like the 10th show I've gotten to 200.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but...
Do you get some kind of a podcast achievement for that?
No, they give you nothing for that, it turns out. Nobody gives you anything for that.
Just their undying
dedication to listening to you, I guess. I guess we get that. And I'll take that. I'll take that. That to me is as good as gold. So I did not play rhyme this week. Instead.
Oh, come on.
I know. Look, it's there on the drive. It's installed. I just haven't played it yet because here's the problem. Busy week of gaming for me. Lots of stuff to try and play. A lot of updates came out. So I had to see what was up with these updates. For example, Super Mario Odyssey for the Nintendo Switch, which is over there somewhere. Where is it? Oh, it's in the dock. It is an update for that game, which includes some sort of Luigi mini game with balloons and stuff, and Luigi's in there.
Oh,
yeah, you like Luigi, right?
I saw this. I haven't played, but I've seen it, and I saw a screen cap of someone who said, "Look at these balloons. It's like Luigi's head is the buttons."
Yeah, his head. Yeah, his balloon. No, it's not that. The way the balloons are configured, with his head being green, his hat.
Right.
Not his head, but his hat. And then the other balloons behind him, the other three, are stacked in such a way that if you hold an N64 controller, a Super NES controller sideways, it's that exact color configuration.
That's the dumbest game ever.
It's not even a game. It's just like a weird nod. Or they did it totally by accident, which would even be better. But anyway, I haven't played it, so I have no idea how it works. But it's downloaded. It's there. It's ready for me to try. So I thought, oh, I'll give that a swing. Downloaded that. Didn't have time to play that. Instead.
Wait. So you're telling me the reason why you didn't play Rhyme was not because you were enjoying the new content in Mario.
Yeah.
It was because you was downloading the content for Mario?
Yeah, kind of. Well, all right. Let's just say I got distracted. Because while this was going on, there was an update to Slay the Spire. Very good deck builder RPG roguelike thing that's been on Steam forever in the top of the charts for a long time. Small little indie joint, that game, and they had a big update, so I wanted to check that out. So I played a ton of Slay the Spire, which I really, really like. I think it's ugly as hell, but really fun. And they need an art director, like something serious, but anyway, whatever. They'll fix that at some point. The game is great, and I played a ton of that. And then there was a sale on Steam, and a game I meant to get back when it launched, and I thought, I don't know, $20 seems a little high for another dual stick shooter, which I do enjoy a good dual stick shooter. Ruiner is what about
Ruiner?
I want to say tail end of last year, maybe early this year. I don't remember when it came out, but it's this Unreal 4
Ruiner
engine.
Game. It's it looks nice.
Oh, it's a beautiful game. Yeah, it's in Unreal 4 engine, which is looks great. It's a top down dude running around, kind of cyber future sort of deal. There's kind of a story involved, Although they don't
kind of a story.
They don't really. I mean, the story doesn't seem to be very much of a priority, but it's enough to let you know that you're hell bent on revenge and you got to go kill dudes and find them and all this. And it's what you
kinda
think.
It kind of looks like a cross between a graphic novel and some kind of Japanese, you know, 16-bit kind of game.
Sort of. I mean, if you see it in movement, it's more, I don't know what to compare it to. It's a little more. It's a lot more modern than either of those two things you mentioned. Right. You got to see, you know, like video, but it's super violent, really frenetic, hard, super hard, even on the easiest settings, hard. But if you like your top-down shooters hard, then this game is just what you need. It's good.
So,
I like it.
So you played easy. So to continue our conversation about picking easy or hard, you picked easy.
I started normal, middle of the road. Got my A handed to me in a basket and said, let's knock it down a notch. And it's still challenging there. And the reviews on Steam seem to sort of concur. They're all like, yeah, this is harder than you think. Probably try easy at first. I mean, I've gotten better at it and I've gotten decent far in it. And you can change difficulty at any time, so it's not that big a deal. But that is just like what we talked about before, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. The whole change that on the fly and you're like, you're some sort of purity nut where you're like, no, I don't want to change the difficulty mid-game.
It's not fair if you start out at one level and then...
Oh, now I even hate myself. Oh!
Anyway, it's good. And it was on sale for $11. I thought, well, you know, I'm getting that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, $11.
It's really good. There's another one I want to pick up today, and I didn't do it before the show, but apparently this new early access game called Farm Together, which normally you'd say those words and I'd go... Okay, thanks. I'm good.
You really just turned my... That's like all the buttons of gaming stuff that I don't like. It's like, hey, farm. Nope.
Together. No.
Ah.
Farm together. So it's like it's supposed to be like a little bit more chill, less time-dependent Stardew Valley, but also kind of that sort of harvesting game, but with like Fortnite-looking graphics.
I can see that.
It seems interesting to me. And we've got a friend of the network. Her name is Vessa. She plays, play games with her here and there, a lot of Blizzard stuff. But she is the one that sort of turned me on to it and said, you guys should play this. I think I'm going to totally do it. It's only $15. I'm going to get it. So.
Right. And it's a very positive review so far. Just came out on February the 22nd. So just a few days ago.
Yeah, Tuesday, right? I think.
Yeah, last. No. No, 22nd would be last Thursday. No, Thursday. Last Thursday.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, and the way Steam works, it doesn't care about that Tuesday thing. They don't give a crap.
Nah, I don't care.
Not with their random stuff like that. But anyway, that's the thing. I'll play that. Probably talk about it next week. So I played a bunch of Ruiner. That got me, deep into playing Ruiner.
Deep.
And then I cannot find his name.
Game you played, I've got to have a qualification why you didn't play Rhyme. So you're telling me that you went out and purchased an additional game when you had a perfectly good downloaded game.
Yeah. And it happened right after I finished Slay the Spire and I saw the sale and went, Ruiner's on sale.
I'm starting to think that maybe you just don't even want to play Rhyme.
I kind of do though. That's the weird bit is I do want to play that freaking game. Now hold on. Where's the name of the guy who somebody said, hey, I'm sick of Brian taking all the love away from you with Owl Boy.
Hey, it's true. That's
and he had an Owlboy key, and he sent me the key. So it was super nice, and I can't find his name. Damn it. I wanted to give him credit.
Nicest guy ever. That's who that person is. Yeah. You deserve the credit, because Owlboy is awesome.
I'm going to find his name at some point and then thank him on the air. I can't find it. Anyway, played a bunch of Owlboy, because that came through while I was playing Ruiner. So this is all true, by the way. So this is what's keeping me away from Rhyme. All these things are happening in sequence. Played a whole bunch of Owlboy. That's a nifty little 16-bit era looking fly around, do stuff, Castlevania thing.
It's kind of hard to really classify, isn't it? It's kind of like so many things just bloop, but it works.
Yeah, it's monstrously kind of a throwback, but in some ways I really like it. So anyway,
hard?
I don't know whatever you start with.
Right.
I don't think it asked me. I think it just went, right?
I think you're right. I don't think there's normal.
I don't think there's other settings. I think you just play it. But it seems neat, and I'm going to keep messing around with that. And then I thought, oh, finally, everybody, I'm going to get around to playing Rhyme. And then I got an email from the makers, developers of Deep Rock Galactic. This game's not even out till the 28th. So
right.
I don't know how much I'm supposed to say, but I know there's videos out, so I think it's fine to say whatever. I got a pre-release copy of this thing.
Hate you so much.
Here's how I can describe it to you. It's the future, okay? And you're in outer space on some sort of space station. And right. in that place, you're just one of a bunch of dwarves, okay? Mm. So you're space dwarves. And by space, and by dwarves, I mean like full-on beard and like, what are you doing? Like dwarves, okay?
So Scottish.
Scottish-looking, you know, badass right. dwarves, but it's all in the future. And they...
Now, is it the future or is it space? Is it kind of like a galaxy far, far away? Or is it really timeline?
It is space. Because I go and mine planets that are not humanoid at all. Like there's nothing about right. these planets that are normal. But what happens is I'm above these planets in a big space station, and in the middle of it is this giant driller pod machine ship thing. We all right. load into that
from the Armageddon movie. Right?
Yeah, sure, kind of like that.
Yeah,
I'm in there, and if I have friends with me, you can have it to four of your friends. So it's like Left 4 Dead style groups. Okay. Or what's that? There's the Warhammer Vermintide game like that. Like four of you go in. And if I haven't played with anybody else yet, so this has only been solo, but you can play solo or you can play with more people. You go in there and you get inside this giant drill and you shut the doors and it goes brrr, and it just fires itself from the space station and then drills itself down to the core of this planet that you're over where you have a mission. And then when the doors open again, you're inside the cavernous inside of a planet, the inside core of a planet. And now your job is, using one of four classes, is to go around, mine your way through there, find precious metals, bring back whatever the quest says to bring back, but also kill any waves of these horrible spider creatures that are living down there too while you're there. And different classes of different things. One guy's got like this pole he can set up, and it creates a rope, and it connects to some other place, and you kind of slide up and down this rope to get to weird places. Another guy has big drills on his hands, and he can like bore through big thick walls. Another guy's got a rocket launcher and a grenade thing and some turrets. So they all behave differently.
So these aren't like our typical classes we expect, like an engineer and...
Well, they call him the engineer. So yes, I guess they have an engineer, but it's not exactly typical. Like he has turrets, so I guess that's typical.
No, wait, he has Tourette's?
Yeah, Tourette's. Yeah, he swears the whole time. He can't stop swearing.
Okay, all right.
He says things like, he yells frying pan for no reason. not true. He has a lot of those kind of abilities. There's a guy that's more like a scout. I forget his name. They may even actually be called a scout, but he's like a skinnier little dwarf guy. And he has a grappling hook, so he can shoot this thing at any surface, pull himself up to it.
Like that.
Small shotgun. So he doesn't have a lot of ammo and life points. So yes, they are classes, I guess. The main one that you choose is kind of soldiery and normal and kind of good at everything. The engineer's good at like the turrets and the explosives. The third guy he's more tanky with the big things on his arms. And then the scout guy can do a lot of traversal. So if you guys are all together, in theory, you're going to get the job done quicker and take care of the menace, you know, whatever the problem is down there creature-wise, in a much more strategic way than if you're on your own. But on your own, still pretty fun. So I like to go down there with the kind of normal guy with a Gatling gun, and everything's destructible, and you can blow anything up, shoot anything, and it's all generated fresh every time, so it's not the same ever. So it's not like pre-designed spaces; it's all procedurally generated. Mm-hmm. And you go in there, and you have this rechargeable flare system. So you have three flares; they're lights. Okay, in little tubes.
No, there are three flares.
There are three flares. And you can chuck these flares. That's what you literally do when you fire it off with an F key. You just go, whoosh, fire the flare off. And the flare flies, and it just shines light on this otherwise very dark place, and it's super cool. So you can keep throwing those because you keep just regenerating them naturally. There's no inventory for them. But you can't just throw 100 of them at once. You have to – they have a cooldown. So if you're spamming that, you're going to run out and then have to wait. So what I found was that I just always had one. It just wasn't a big deal. So you throw those around. You have limited ammo, though, in the different guns you have. Everybody's got like two weapons plus a utility of some sort. And you have a little garbage can robot following you around while you're down there. And his job is to just plant his butt and be the place for you to get your minerals and come back and dump it in him. Like, put it in him. He's like the bank. Because you only have so much capacity. But he's like this little spider robot that follows you around. And you can...
I just want him to have, like, a really great personality. Is he, like...
He has no personality at all. He says nothing. All
right.
He just... He's got good personality in that he's kind of funny and he just sits there like a frog and, like, there's nothing to him. But he's kind of funny anyway. And then there's a little robot that follows you around that will shine light for you on things. If you're trying to focus on something, it will help fight creatures while you're fighting. He will mine certain stuff for you. He'll cut through mud walls so you don't have to do all the work. He's just like this little helper bot, little droid guy. And he's with you also. And then when you're done, they send a new drill down. It comes down. You go backtrack to find it. You get back in. It take you up to the surface. And you can now spend the gold and the minerals and things that you picked up down there on upgrades and, you know, better weapons, better armor, how you look, all that kind of stuff. It's super rad. I'm really impressed with it.
I figured it would be super rad. I like the idea of dwarves in space mining.
Yeah.
That, as soon as I read that, I was like, I'm sold. I don't care how the gaming works. I am sold.
My only complaint, I have one complaint. And this may be alleviated with different mission types and stuff, because again, we're in very early access here. So, you know, it's polished as hell, but there's more coming. So I can't make any kind of final determination on this. But most of the missions right now are go get a certain amount of certain crystals, maybe get some of these fossils, and then come back. Now, that part, I love it. I love the go get a thing, figure out how to get it. Ooh, it's way up on that wall. How am I going to get up there? I'm going to have to tear down this whole cliff here and then get up there. And it's all in this dark cave, and it's spooky and scary. And there are health crystals in case you get hurt, so you can burn those out and eat those. And anyway, so there's all that stuff. Where I don't think I love it is the actual combat's okay, but it's horde mode. It's like Left 4 Dead. You know, here's a zombie boom, here's a zombie boom, here's a zombie boom. And then the music goes, and then suddenly 1,000,000,000 zombies come running out of nowhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely.
They have these phases, right? That they're like the attack phase. And I know that's the point of this kind of game. Vermintide's the same way. I don't love that. And I don't love it in any of those games. So I'm not that big of a fan of waves of enemies.
Is it because it takes you away from the current gameplay, or is the penalty too great for when that happens?
I don't know if I just think it's that fun. To me, how do I put this? It's like tower defense a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't like tower defense. I don't like, okay, here's horde. I don't like horde mode. That's what I don't like. Yeah. That's what this is I'm describing as horde mode.
Yeah,
and it's not my favorite kind of gameplay. The other stuff is just enough, though, to make it really interesting. Like, feeling like you've got a job to do down there. You got to go find it. It's up to you how you do it. It's not linear. Maybe that's why I don't like the fights, because they feel like the most linear part of the game, but the rest of it's very exploratory and ooh, look at this cave. We haven't been in here before. I wonder if these flowers explode. Oh, no, they do. Rah, get out. Like, a lot of, like, discovery kind of stuff going on. Right. Oh, when you die, the robot will revive you twice. If you die a third time, you're dead. You're done.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
You get two.
So I suspect that thing's going to be a big hit. I really do think it's going to be good. I'm excited to see how it develops and how it goes, and I want to thank those guys for that key, because I'm very excited to give it some additional time. And
they
seem very interested in listening to the community, building on feedback, that kind of stuff, which is always nice.
Right.
And it's cool. So it's called Deep Rock Galactic.
This has, so far, this game has been my most anticipated, just the highest level of excitement I've had about a game so far this year. I mean, a lot of things excite me, but this one just was out of left field. I had no idea about it, no clue. I would always be excited about a Red Dead Redemption 2. But, you know, I was hoping that would eventually happen, and it's coming.
Yeah.
But Deep Rock Galactic, had no clue, had no idea, shows up on the scene. I'm like, I could have that game.
Yeah, I understand where you're at, buddy. So all of that got in the way of rhyme.
a little rhyme time.
So did you play rhyme again? What'd you do?
Of course I played Rhyme. The thing that I've been enjoying the most over the last couple of weeks is since I have restructured my game plan, if you will. And part of that game plan was to always stream to Twitch when I'm playing. Backed off that a little bit, and I'll tell you why just very shortly. But I have been playing Rhyme exclusively in a public environment because I'm getting my PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
And I'm turning on the share. Yeah. So I'm sharing all this to Twitch,
yeah,
my Twitch channel.
Yeah.
And so there's always an audience. So it's a lot of fun.
Sure.
Sure. But so this last week, so last week I told you Rhyme was beautiful. It's like Journey. It's this beautiful cel-shaded game. It's simple, has these relaxing kind of puzzles. And then I hit chapter 2.
Uh-oh.
Wrong.
Uh-oh.
This game is not the game I played last week. This game is a brand new game. So I hit chapter 2.
So what do you mean? So, like in what way is it different? Harder?
Chapter 2 really hits you because what happens is you're doing your chapter 1 thing, which is doing all these perspective puzzles, and there's one that you actually manipulate shadows on statues so that you can line them up to keyholes. And in order to do that, you have to move around this time ball, mm-hmm, this on the floor. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you push a little time ball around until you get the shadows lined up. Well, I'm getting halfway through my chapter 1 puzzle. I think I still got plenty of time to go. Suddenly, this bird of prey shows up, yells at me, jerks the ball away from me, and flies off. Enter chapter 2, the hell area. So it's not called the hell area, but it sure felt like it because there's this bird, and he's got a skull for a head, and he's constantly going around squawking at you. And instead of enjoying your nice little time with your character, now you're constantly running and looking for cover, because as you stay outside in the sun too long before you get to like cover,
yeah,
all of a sudden these flames start coming down from the top of the screen, little burning flames. And what it is this bird is, you could feel him on the back of your neck. He's just coming down. Big old turkey time bird. And he's like, he's chasing you everywhere you go. And so if you don't make it to a cover that you're supposed to be going to,
yeah,
he grabs you, kills you. And of course you just start back up at, okay, your last checkpoint.
Okay. It's not so bad.
Yeah, it's not so bad. But like I said, this game has definitely taken a turn. And I've actually played through chapter 2, which was killing the turkey vulture bird.
Yeah.
By solving puzzles, and one of those puzzles involves pulling a stone that releases a smoke monster into the sky.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, am I playing Lost now, the TV series? Because I'm trying to figure out what the story is trying to tell me. So far, I've figured out that I'm a kid, I'm lost, apparently something happened while I was at sea, I lost my dad, I'm assuming. Could be my uncle, I suppose.
Could you be my uncle? Yeah, why not?
Could be my uncle, yeah. I guess. But anyway, I am now stranded on this island, and I'm assuming it's my dad because my dad apparently is the king, and my mom is the queen, and she looked really sad in one of the pictures that reveals part of the story, so I don't know if something bad has happened. But anyway, really still enjoying the Rhyme and really enjoying doing it with an audience, because these puzzle games I have found are so much more enjoyable for me with a chat room, because I go, hey, guys, I don't know what the crap I'm doing. How about a clue? And so they'll toss clues towards me, and it helps me get through those areas. Mm. And I feel like I'm playing with people. They're actually joining in my fun.
Yeah, it's like those Souls games. They have that where they leave little notes. And
yeah.
Usually it's to troll people, though. It's like, oh, hey, walk in there. Everything will be fine. And then you die.
You need to play Rhyme, though. I'm telling you.
All right.
It's already downloaded. It's free. It's a lot of fun.
It's on my hard drive, like, right over here. It's just sitting there looking at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But don't be deceived into thinking this is a nice little journey.
Lurtle.
Just art for art's sake. It's not. You're trying to get to a specific place to uncover and unravel this story. Yeah. And I've kind of peeked a little bit. I know a little bit about what's going on and why there's only 5 chapters.
Yeah.
And I'm in chapter 3 at this point. I finally got past the turkey bird, He was terrible. But now I'm dealing with the Dementors.
Oh.
None of these characters have names. You have to apply them yourself.
Okay, so you're just you're applying whatever you've learned from Harry Potter and you're using it here. I understand.
Absolutely. Yeah, so there's these hooded cloaked characters now that I'm on chapter 3, and it when I saw them the first time in the great Condor battles, those guys they would run away as you approach them. But now they actually come up to you and suck the life force out of you.
They are like Dementors, yeah.
They are exactly like Dementors, but that's okay. I just, you know, I usually can kind of scurry around them. And the last thing I was really working on, the last puzzles I was working on, was getting these orbs. And these orbs, you imbue them with power, and then they grow like these stone legs, and they walk to areas you can't get to. Whoa. And they knock stuff out of the way for you. And apparently, they're very angry about something. I haven't figured out what yet, but
what's the save system like in that thing? Like, how often does it save? Can you manually save? Like, what's the deal?
It saves a pretty good bit on its own. Okay. You don't get very far from a checkpoint. If you die, there's very little penalty for
you. You don't have to squat on a crystal or touch a flag or something weird like that.
No, it's just all auto save. You definitely know a save when you see a cutscene. You're like, okay, cutscene. I'm definitely safe here.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, too, because I am playing it hard, and it is a little bit, it's not terribly brutal because, you know, well, what are you going to do? You die and you start back up again. I forgot what I was going to say. I was thinking about turkey birds again.
Turkey birds, they're going to haunt you, man.
They just like the little flames. It's so scary. Yeah. Don't do it.
All right, don't do it. How about Little Nightmares? You still playing that?
So I made a great gaming choice this past month. I said I had to pick two games that are stressful.
Yeah. By the way, why am I? So I am like you. These are games you've been consistently playing. Okay. Both of these games you've been playing. You've been committed to playing them. You're going to see them through.
Committed.
I have gaming ADD over here.
Yes, you do. You do.
Like out of control right now. So I'm embarrassed. Anyway, go ahead. Little Nightmares. What's going on in there?
You should beat us a little bit. Yeah. So I'm in a chapter. I'm also doing it with this one. I am broadcasting this live as well.
Yeah.
And getting help in the chat rooms, usually on Saturdays. But I'm on chapter 4 of Little Nightmares. I've got through the kitchen last week, talked about the flesh that was too large for the chefs and the double toilets. I think we talked about all that.
Yeah.
Well, now we're into the guest area where apparently everybody is suffering from 8-taco dementia or something. So, I mean, they're all like just dragging butt and, like, and they're all super fat. I mean, they're super fat, by the way, the 8-taco dementia. That's all about you, Scott.
No, I know all about it.
From the morning stream.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so these guys are all having, they all got the meat sweats. And they're not all guys. There's some girls with bad wigs. But they all got the meat sweats and they're eating sausages. Everything is meat in this game, by the way, if I haven't told you.
I feel like the best horror food is meat. What else are you going to do? What else is
meat.
Gross? Nobody ever sits around eating a salad or mac and cheese in a horror game. It's always meat of some kind. Yeah.
And the most disturbing meat, there's ham hocks, but the most disturbing meat is the weenies. I don't like the...
Oh. Why?
Yeah.
They're not actual undead penises or something, right? They're just...
No. They're just gross sausage tubes. They're just not, and everybody seems to have an unhealthy desire to, I don't know, they don't really even chew them. They more like just suck on them and just kind of like, I can just imagine these characters have no teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but they just seem to just like, rah, 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 and it's just so, it's so disturbing. It is really a little nightmare, especially if you have like a food aversion, especially to meats and things. But I've got to the guest area, and I'll tell you, man, this may be some of the most intense gameplay of Little Nightmares so far, because there is a fat stampede at one point in time where there's like 30 guests just crawling. None of them walk. They can't walk. They're too big for walking. So they crawl, and they just crawl their big fat blobs of selves, and they chase you. Where are you going? They're way bigger than you, so they catch up pretty quick.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of platform jumping during those times when you're being chased, and I am not the best jumper.
Not the best platformer.
I'm not the best platformer, and so I've had to play through this one a lot of times. But I want to, my viewers have been very patient. There's been times where I think I know the answer to a puzzle. Like I'll think, hey, you know what? I need to sneak past these guest area people and come to find out I need to run and jump. And so I'll try sneaking past them like 20 times.
Yeah.
The people in the chat room are going, no!
I think that they think you're chopping out, but you are a little bit. It's like someone's using Netflix at your house or something.
They probably are.
They probably are.
A jerk. Get off Netflix.
That's what's going on right now. Actually, Nick, what are you playing?
What's he playing?
What's the game?
It's called Bandwidth Hog. What's it called?
Oh, Rainbow Six Siege. He's playing. I don't think that's affecting us, though.
Right. Oh, by the way, JK Grammer is he grabbed a clip of me of me looking at the fat lady stuck in the sausage.
Oh, let's take a look here.
Look how she's or don't look. But look how the lady over there is slowly sliding sausages in. Oh, I don't like that.
Dude, I don't like that either, dude. Oh, yuck. All right.
It's gross.
I have that game on my hard drive just sitting there. What's wrong with me? Why don't I play these games?
I don't know. It's a lot of fun, though. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun with that game. Now, I'll tell you a game that I am not broadcasting live anymore. I started broadcasting. I talked about it 2 or 3 weeks ago. And let's let you know, I'm still playing it. It's Knack for the PS4.
Oh, boo. I mean, yay.
Boo. And the reason why you say boo is because I found, okay, so, you know, you said, Brian, it's just got moderate reviews. Why do you want to play this game? And I'm like, well, you know, I trust the developer. And the game is fun, but it's fun like playing solitaire.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like I'm enjoying myself and I keep going back and I'm still playing. I haven't quit.
Yeah.
The gameplay is interesting, but it's very repetitive, very repetitive. Every time you get to a new area, because you go into different areas, like, oh, now we're with the goblins. Oh, now we're over in Victor's mansion with his security guards and robots. But it's always the same class of enemies. Mm. They just put a different suit on, you know, and so it's like, I feel like I'm fighting the same battles over and over again. They're satisfactory battles. They're a lot of fun, and they kind of ramp up. But like I said, it's kind of like on the lines of maybe playing solitaire. Why do you keep playing it? Well, it's fun, but you know, you're not going to get on the Boop Show and talk about it because you're not going to broadcast it. Because who wants to watch you play solitaire?
Right.
Nobody.
I get it. But it's okay that you've got this thing. I get that you don't want. You know, it's not necessarily what you want to show off. I get it. I totally get it.
There is one thing that pisses me off about that game. There's one thing that almost dings it down, and that's
other than it being Knack 1, right? You mean something beyond that? One, okay, right. All right.
Right. So the thing that bothers me more than anything is that the one thing that excited me most about the game when I saw it to begin with was like, oh, you keep collecting these artifacts because you're like this creature that is able to control and collect these relics, which are like stones and gems and different things. And so you like pull them together into your body. And as you pull them together, you become bigger and bigger. And, you know, and the idea was, oh, wow, at some point in time, I'm just going to be a giant just tearing through everything and rah. And it happens occasionally. You do get really big. However, at the end of most chapters, sometimes even more than that, you'll have to come up to like a elevator or some kind of entrance you got to open. And you have to actually donate your relics. You have to give them up to open that gateway, in which time you shrink back down to a little, you know, little Knack with your little health and everything. And that's just frustrating. I want it to be like to keep building up until I'm just massive. I'm never gonna go back. I'm always gonna be giant. But
isn't that kind of the Katamari Damacy kind of idea they got going with Knack?
Right,
it's like, I'm building up all these gears and pieces of shit all over me, and then you trip and it all goes bling, and you got us, you know, it's like, you know what it's like. It's like Sonic losing his rings. That's what it's like.
Oh, it is like that. And I used to hate that about Sonic.
Yeah.
Because when you'd hit something, and all those rings would go, and I'd be running around going, rings.
Yeah.
Gotta get all my rings back.
I hated that feeling. There's actually a game on the iPhone or Android as well. Nick, what's that game with the birds? Where you got to keep up with the other birds?
Angry Birds, Father. No!
Do you remember? Nick? Well, he went upstairs. Taking a poop.
Nick is so ignoring you.
He's not.
Hey, Nick, what are you playing over there? Nick!
Here's the sounds, actually. Check this out. Oh, that's only one here. Oh, it's three. Oh, gosh. There's all your rings. Go get them.
Nothing more. Worst. This makes me so mad.
Anyway, he's playing this phone game that's you're flying through and you're trying to gather other birds into your flock, and it plays a little like Flappy Bird, but it's not like Flappy Bird. The game itself is different. But you pick up other game. Oh, it's called. Oh, wait. Oh, I had it for a second. Now it's gone. Anyway, you fly around. You get them into your flock. You got more of them, but you're having to like dodge between other big ugly birds. Sometimes clouds that are shooting lightning or raining on you. And if you get hit by these other things, whatever bird touches those things gets killed off and is now off your thing. So you can fly into an area and you're like, all right, I got like 20 birds. And then you run into a million things and now you're down to one bird again. It sucks. It's this feeling of like, oh my gosh, I worked all that hard to get 20 of these and now I have one. So it's kind of like that. It's a little like that. And I think there's a place for that in gaming, but it's not my favorite thing.
It is not mine at all. Is it like flock together or something?
Block together. That's the phrase. I don't know. I made that up. I have no idea what that is. Anyway.
No.
Well, there you go. Origami. Oh, what is that? Where's Origami? What is that? What are you playing there? Oh, I know what it is. It's that stealth thing where you sneak up and stab people. That's a great game. I have that. It's a good game.
I love that game. Well, okay. I will say that I love the look of the game, and I love the game mechanics.
Yeah, the way it plays, but the story is horrendously bad.
Yeah. But it's a lot of fun. I really like what they've got going on. If they could just put that gameplay and that visual style into something a little more fun.
Yeah, I'm going to give you, let's see, do I have, I might have a
but a it's really here. Cool so far.
Let me see if I've got a section of yeah, look at this. So this is cool, you guys. Like cell shaded. Oh, yeah. Wait, what's going on here, lady?
So,
okay, in mine, she speaks English.
Oh, really? She doesn't speak English in mine, I don't think.
And you look at him teleporting around, stab. Oh, yeah. The stealth kills are very satisfying in this game.
They are very satisfying. You are basically like a wraith. Like someone has brought you back as an angry spirit that is trying to kill off all these bad assassins. By the way, the bad assassins are great. They all look like the same guy, except some of them have patches, eye patches, and just very subtle things. But they feel so much like a movie, right? Yeah.
Did you ever play Tenchu back in the day? Does that sound familiar?
Oh, Tenchu? Yeah. I think I have played that.
That's basically, this game is like Tenchu, but better. I like it.
But it's so cool. I do like the fact you have to get into the shade to, you have to get into a dark area so that your little cape tunic thing starts changing colors. It's got those cool little shapes on the back of it, so you know that you're ready to go and to party. And I love the teleporting part. That's really cool, being able to teleport up to objects and just zip up there. Still trying to figure out somehow how to do some of the gameplay, but
I found some story bits. Let's hear these. These are so bad. Okay, I gotta skip ahead. Here we go. Okay. This is different than what I played. Mine had English. It's the same characters and people. It's that weird ethereal lady. Let's see what this guy says. Wait. Did they change this for the...
Mine had English subtitles, but...
Mine had English words, not subtitles. I bet I could turn that on. It would be better. Because the English in it, it's so bad, dude. What I heard was bad? Horrendous. Yeah, now I kind of want to go back in. I'll have to go check that out. Anyway.
I like it.
Origami.
I'm going to play just a little bit of that tomorrow just to see if I can make... I'm still kind of like in the tutorial phase. They're still giving me hints like, jump down on this guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, why is that guy standing there if there's big fonts on the floor that say, attack from above. And he's like, what? Says attack from above. And then I come jumping down and hit him on the head.
Oh, it feels good, right?
It feels good.
It's nice and bloody. It looks really good. It's a cool game. You guys should check it out. All right. Well, we've done that now. Time for us to dive into some news. Nintendo now lets people leave Switch game reviews on its site. You can leave reviews. It's like Steam, basically, for games. It's a brand new update. It's to the website. Okay, so that's different than the store, so don't get too excited. It's not necessarily in the store, although I heard something about them putting those reviews, showing them on the store, but not being able to leave a review in the store.
Which is a good idea.
Well, it's typical Nintendo doesn't know how to do online stuff, though. You know what I mean? They're bad at this. Anyway,
right.
The new website allows users to leave these customer-specific reviews. Certain games like Splatoon 2 and The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild already have the new review mechanic implemented on those pages. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll see a section called Customer Reviews with 5 stars just underneath it. People are allowed to leave reviews after signing into their Nintendo account, but you cannot do it anonymously.
Yeah. Right. And so far, nothing under a 3-star review. I figured the internet would have destroyed this by now.
But nah, that's a good game. I'm not surprised. That game's good. Unlike traditional review pages like in websites like Best Buy, Amazon, so-and-so, Nintendo's review section gets a little more personal. They have to select from a series of tags that include terms like challenging, easy to play, graphics. Well, I hope they have graphics. That's weird. Anyway, kid appropriate or great value. This game is a great value.
I like the fact they've kind of left it a little bit tight because if you've ever been exposed to the Amazon reviews of the world, it's stupid stuff like this game looks dumb. 1 star. It's like you can't just that's not a review.
Yeah, I don't like that either. And Metacritic's the same way. It's just like, I don't know who you people are. You can't prove you played this game. You just be bad-mouthing it, for all I know. Yeah, I don't like that. I think Steam, you have to own it to leave a review.
You do. Yeah.
And you have to have had some minimum playtime on it, I think.
I think you're right.
I'm not 100% sure on that. But yeah, because some games are different. There's 100-hour RPGs, and there's 4-hour campaigns and an FPS. So I don't know how they handle that, but
maybe percentage or something.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Sony knows. Sony says you can now interact with PlayStation 4's social features from a web browser. Ooh, just what I need. More social networky business from Sony. This week, Sony released a new platform for engaging the social features on PS4. They're calling it My PlayStation. It allows you to view, manage, and message your friends and see your trophies. My PlayStation is now accessible on PC, phones, tablets, all through a web browser. It essentially looks like a streamlined version of your PS4 profile. From it, you can access your friends lists, message those friends, accept requests, and so on. You can also edit your profile, view trophies you've earned. You can also check whether or not your friends are online, and if they are, what they're playing. There was always ways to sort of access this before. There's an app that had a lot of that in there. I don't know if this app has been tweaked to do more things or if this is a whole separate thing, but I hate that when you do an app and then have another app and then, like, dude, combine your efforts. What are you doing?
The app was not super intuitive either. Matter of fact, nothing about my PlayStation account is ever intuitive.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
But I am glad they added this, though. This is something that I really like. I sent you a message.
You did? I don't check this stuff. I never check these.
Well, that's my problem. I'm on my PlayStation 4, and usually I'm not looking at the social stuff. I'm just jumping on to play a game. And I might be like 4 months before I notice that somebody sent me a message. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brian. Mm-hmm. Hey. Oh, hey. Mm-hmm. And it's like 4 months later, and it's like, sorry, I didn't see your message. So I'm actually kind of glad that Sony's going to give me an ability to check this outside of that, because I'm already having a better experience with Sony by adding my games.
Well, you see, Brian, I don't like console. People. See, I don't like people. And because of that,
I get it.
This is better than not having it. So I say that's great. That's no
they've
problem.
Got a long way to go, but I'm glad they're adding that functionality. I would like to be able to control most of my PlayStation functionality, either through an app or through a web browser interface would be nice.
That would be nice. Sony stated also in a blog post it would also continue to add features. They did not give any specifics. Who knows? Maybe one day you'll be able to join a PS4 party from your phone while you're away from your console, or even change your PSN ID. Sony has never allowed that, but they're talking about it now. Yes. I have no need to, but if you named yourself, you know, Penis McGee, it's, you can finally change it to something less dumb.
I've made a bad decision.
Or you might be able to. I shouldn't say you should, because this is all completely conjecture at this point. We don't know. Anyway, good job, Sony. I'm happy to see changes like this on their end. So you have my full support. Not that they need it. All right. Not so much PC exclusive here, but we're going to talk about the DICE Awards. And just quickly a list of winners. And I'm going to tell you whether I agree, and you can tell me whether you agree. Okay?
Right.
Although I know a lot of these Switch games you haven't played, but I'm going to mention them anyway.
I've touched a few, but you're right. Well, it's a bad year to not have played some Nintendo games if you're watching the DICE Awards.
That's true. Your Game of the Year goes to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild for their outstanding achievement in game direction, outstanding achievement in game design, immersive reality technical achievement, immersive reality game of the year. That's not that one. Lone Echo or an X/Echo Arena won Immersive Reality Game of the Year. What's Immersive Reality? What the hell's that? Immersive
question. Reality. It's not really a virtual, it's immersive.
Okay, whatever. Makes you feel like you're there, I guess. That's also a VR game, so that's what I was wondering. Lone Echo, Echo Arena for Mobile Game of the Year. I assume that means for... Who Oculus makes the phone version, right? Samsung, right. The Samsung deal. What's it called? The Oculus.
Samsung
head unit. I don't know what it is.
Vive.
Let's see. Fire Emblem Heroes won Handheld Game of the Year. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine, I guess. That's on mobile. Metroid Samus Returns, DICE Awards Spirit Award. That's a PS, or the, 3DS game. Snipper Clips, one for Outstanding Achievement in Online Gameplay. I only played that in the same room. I didn't know you could play it online, so that's news to me. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds won Strategy/Simulation Game of the Year. Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle won Sports Game of the Year. What? That's not a sports game. That's a strategy game.
I didn't win anything. It was a tough year.
It was a strategy game. There are plenty of strategy games that should have won that. That's ridiculous. Wait, these are wrong. You know what? These are wrong. That's what's going on. These are all wrong in the list. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds won the thing ahead of it. Outstanding achievement for online gameplay.
Ah, it shifted.
Yeah, so Mario and Rabbids won for strategy simulation of the year.
The copy paste was a fail. Yeah. So you probably just go to the website then.
I was going to say sport. You know why? When it started to really make sense, it says Mario plus Rabbids Game of the Year, Sports Game of the Year. Okay. Then it says FIFA 8. And then it says FIFA 18 Role Playing Game of the Year. Now it has like an RPG mode in it, but I don't think that's what did it. Also, Nier Automata is not a racing game, so I know it didn't get Racing Game of the Year. RPG of the Year did go to Nier. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe got Racing Game of the Year. Injustice 2. What?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just looking. Go ahead.
All right. Injustice 2 got Fighting Game of the Year. I love that these are funny if you read them the way that you've got them pasted in here.
Yeah. It must have. Oh, I see what happened.
Yeah.
I see what happened.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
Let's see. What one? Skip ahead here. I want to see if I can find a funny one. Anyway, a whole bunch of big winners. Cuphead, Hellblade, Super Mario Odyssey, of course, Horizon Zero Dawn, PUBG, lots of Zelda wins. They kind of cleaned up this year over there. Nintendo. Well done, Nintendo. You've done it again. You've blown our minds with your...
You've won 2017.
Yeah, you did do it. We have some final news about some Xbox stuff. Sexbox?
Xbox.
I meant Xbox. Sexbox. Turok. You remember Turok? The two Turok games?
I love those games.
No, you don't. They're not good. They were never good. They weren't good.
They're awesome.
No.
Where else could you pretend to be a beastly man fighting... dinosaurs?
Well, at the time, I guess nowhere.
Where
I'll
else
you
could
that.
You drop kick a dinosaur? I mean, come on.
These fuzzy, cloudy, foggy looking N64 games. But anyway, the first was called Dinosaur Hunter. The second was Seeds of Evil, are getting re-released on Windows PC. And now Night Dive Studios is ready to bring it to Xbox One. So you're going to get Turok 1 and 2 on March 2nd for $19.99 each. Hold on a second. I have to go throw up. $19.99 each?
I'll give you that. That's a bit much. I mean, Turok was unique for what it was. It gave you a different experience. I mean, the bow hunting was fun, but yeah, that's a little high for that.
Yeah, and not saying these things are connected, but this is the same publisher that had the $1.3 million Kickstarter to remake System Shock, which they now are saying is on hiatus, which means everyone's money they paid is on hiatus.
Right.
I don't know if I trust these guys.
Your money's taking a break.
Yeah, I don't trust it. Anyway, not into it. It's not even a high-definition remaster. How does it work? 1080? It's not even 1080p. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I'm not. You know what? They want this money to help keep funding the System Shock remake.
They've made some bad decisions, and now they got to cover them up.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. All right, that's gonna do it for your news. How about we do a little of this? Time for us to do an email. Came to us at boopshow@gmail.com from Jamie, who says, "Hey Scott and Brian, consoles." Nice. Just like phones, we'll always go through this cycle of being hacked and jailbroken for the purpose of pirating games and using it in ways other than originally intended. Back in the day, you had to physically solder a chip onto your PS2 to play burned CDRs and the like, and as the technology has advanced, so has the means to hack these closed ecosystem consoles. It was inevitable that someone would find a way to exploit the Switch and install Linux on it. It was only a matter of time. Not saying I agree with jailbreaking all things. I just think it's the natural order of things. They will be broken. Boop, says Jamie.
Okay. I agree, Jamie.
Yeah, he's right. That's true.
Hey, did you ever solder a chip on your PlayStation 1 or 2?
No, but I had a friend who did something like that for my Wii for me. I never did really use it, though.
It's a bad idea to mod some of these things because... reason why is you get into a mode of collecting instead of playing.
Yeah.
Not really. So I remember having PlayStation games back in the day, and we would go to Blockbuster. That's right, Blockbuster. And rent PlayStation 1 games and then, make copies of the ROMs and then never play them on the actual game. Just make sure they would boot up. It was just really an experimentation.
Criminal bastards is what you guys were. We do it. Yeah. That's fine.
Essentially, but we never really played the games. Wanted to know if I could do it.
It was all about the hacking. Yeah, I get it. Everyone goes through a period like that. I get it. Yeah. I will say this, though. I have zero interest in any of that sort of thing nowadays. I just don't. And I also have too many choices for gaming as it is. I don't need to add more choices.
Oh, my. So, I mean, you got Rhyme sitting in your PlayStation 4 for almost a month now.
And my PC right there.
Yeah.
Two places Rhyme is, I haven't played it. What's that about? Little Nightmares, two places I haven't played it.
Sad.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I haven't even tried this freaking Luigi mini game yet. I don't know how to get balloons without him. I don't know what's up. Anyway, but Jamie, I don't disagree. I'm not saying I like it. But this is the cycle, and it keeps going through it. And these companies continue to try to lock it down. And they usually lock it down pretty well for a while. I don't think there's been no confirmed hack on PlayStation 4 yet, though. And they've been hammering on it. I don't think I don't think anyone's successfully done it yet. Xbox One, I think maybe more locked down too. I think both of those are still kind of in a we don't know if we can do it yet mode. But Nintendo's bad at this, so their security sucks. And I love Nintendo, don't get me wrong, but this is not their specialty. Sony's been through this enough that they know kind of what they're doing. Microsoft's always been more security-minded. Like, makes sense to me. But Nintendo, they don't know. What do they know? They don't know. They don't know, Brian. They don't know. They don't know nothing.
What's happening right now?
Send us emails. Send us your emails to boopshow@gmail.com. We'll read them right here on the show. And if you disagree with all that, damn it, let me know. Okay, we're going to get out of here. Frogpants.com/BOOP is our website. That's frogpants.com/boop. And as always, send us those emails, boopshow@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter @boopshow. Brian's @TheBrianDunaway. I'm @ScottJohnson. Follow both of us there. If you want to support the show, you can send your raw dollars to patreon.com/frogpants. And there's also cool stuff on the store if you want to check that out over at frogpants.com/store. Brian, anything else you want to talk about before we go?
That's a good question, Scott. I didn't give any games away this time.
But
it's because I was going through my list and I was like, oh no, I'm not 100% sure that some of these codes aren't used. So promises next time, two games.
Oh yeah.
We'll be giving away during the show.
You know what I'm going to do? Since chat room is only going to apply to you, so I'm not going to do it on the air. But after the show, right as soon as it ends, I'm going to give away three copies of Cave, what's that one called?
Cave Blazers.
Let me pull that up. Yeah, I just have some of those to give away. I'm going to give away, I'm sorry, four copies of Cave Blazers for Steam.
Four copies?
I know. It's happening right after this. So please hang out, stay, don't go anywhere if you'd like to win. Those are watching live. Everyone at home, we'll come up with better ways to give you stuff too. That's going to do it for me and Brian. I think that's it. We'll be back next Monday with a whole brand new bunch of hoo-ha. Until then, have a fantastic week, and we'll see you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.